Maryland Governor Larry Hogan denies $3.5 million to train non-doctors to perform abortions. By Hannah Blow on May 5, 2022. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, R., is denying a request to use $3.5 million to train non-doctors to perform abortions in his state. Comptroller Peter Frankit, a Democrat who is running for governor, requested the funds, citing the leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion overruling Roe v. Wade. Given the significant danger the impending court decision has on millions of women and families, I am calling on you to immediately release the $3.5 million restricted in the fiscal year 2023 operating budget to provide funding for abortion care training programs at community-based and hospital-based provider sites. Frankit requested in a letter, deeming it critical that Maryland remains a national leader in protecting women's rights, freedom and health care. However, a spokesman for the governor, Michael Ritchie, said Hogan, a Catholic, does not support non-physicians performing abortions. He firmly believes, as stated in his veto of this partisan measure, that non-licensed physicians should not be performing these medical procedures, Ritchie said. Suddenly releasing taxpayer dollars for this purpose would run counter to those concerns about setting back the standards for women's health. He continued, adding that it is deeply concerning to see Frankit distracted as Marylanders seek assistance in tax season. According to the Washington Post, a separate budget deal among Democratic state lawmakers set aside $3.5 million for the training to begin in July. But Maryland's constitution does not require the governor to honor such deals. He's barred from spending that money on anything besides abortion training, but he can use his discretion on whether to spend it at all. Hogan spokesman Michael Ritchie said Tuesday night that Hogan would not spend it and plans to implement a version of the budget that reflects the bipartisan agreement with legislative leaders and includes $2 billion for their priorities. Hogan vetoed House Bill 937, Abortion Care Access, in April, contending that it endangers the health and lives of women any allowing non-physicians to perform abortions. Unlike nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, physician assistants, and licensed certified midwives, physicians are uniquely qualified to perform these procedures and resolve any medical complications should they arise, he wrote, adding the bill would set back standards for women's health care and safety. However, the Maryland legislature overturned the veto. The request comes days after a leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion, overruling Roe v. Wade. A Fox News poll released this week found that most Americans believe abortion should be either mostly or always illegal.